The gloves are coming off for the 2024 presidential election cycle, and Michelle Obama is now giving a definitive answer as to whether or not she will seek the presidency. You're not going to want to miss this. I'm Rich Crankshaw. News breaks every day here. Be the first to know when. Tap subscribe below to stay informed.
Before I get to that, with all the apps and devices you use, your private information is at risk. That's why you need private internet access. They have over 30 million downloads already. And private internet access changes your IP address, as you see right here, while you surf the web through their encrypted tunnel, hiding your online activity from prying eyes. The best part is they have 50 servers in all 50 states. They're the world's most transparent VPN and never record or store user data, and you can protect up to 10 devices. Signing up is risk-free with a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus their customer support team is available 24/7. Use the link piavpn.com/nextnews for 82% off. Go now. You won't regret it. Now back to the news.
The midterms are barely behind us, and the entire political world is gearing up for one of the largest presidential races in U.S. history. Western Journal wrote, liberals and leftists have been considering Michelle Obama as a potential presidential candidate in 2024 or 2028. Why? Well, considering that she's anti-police, a bully, and a general drain on taxpayer funds, it's safe to take a guess. Unfortunately, the heart wants what it wants, and leftists want Obama to run for president for reasons that aren't entirely clear. Given all of that, Michelle Obama finally weighed in on whether or not she will run for president. Watch.
Not as president. I will not run for president. No, no, not going to do it. Hey, and here's one of the reasons why, because I've got these two young people at home. And being the kids, the daughters of a president, just think about it. Come on, young people. Not so easy.
Yeah, and, you know, she needs a new supply of jock straps, and both of her kids are adults, by the way. But, you know, who cares about those details? Okay, the first part was wrong. That was wrong. But I just still crack up when I see those videos of her dancing in the boing, boing. But the left also has another favorite loony liberal they want to toss on the ballot for 2024. Western Journal noted it may be a sign that Pete Buttigieg is eyeing a possible run for the White House in 2024 because losing once is not enough. Even as America's transportation sector faces serious issues, he seems utterly oblivious to, and that's his frickin' job. According to Western Journal, Buttigieg's internal calendar shows he has met on multiple occasions with dark money-linked environmental groups that advocate for anti-fossil fuel policies. The watchdog group, Americans for Public Trust, obtained the calendar through a public record request. Western Journal reported the documents revealed that Buttigieg has met with groups including the League of Conservation Voters, Natural Resources Defense Council, Securing America's Future Energy and Climate Action Campaign. All these groups have advocated for the U.S. to transition to a so-called green economy by ditching fossil fuels. Caitlin Sutherland, the executive director of APT, blasted Buttigieg for his meetings. Supply chains have collapsed, gas prices are at a record high, and air travel is a disaster. But instead of fixing these problems, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg has decided to team up with dark money groups to implement their extremist policies that hurt everyday Americans. End of that quote. The meetings with these powerful, well-funded left-wing groups invite speculation that Buttigieg is once again setting up the framework for another run for president after a failed run in 2020. You know, we dodged a bullet on that one, Michelle. Could you imagine that Obama would get to control yet another president from the shadows? He's clearly pulling the strings behind the Biden White House, and he's looking for all excuse to keep his hands firmly in every process for as long as he possibly can. Yet we are hopeful that 2024 will not go the way that the Democrats hope it will, as we have the champion of the America First movement, Donald Trump, on the ballot. Trump knows what it takes to win that race, and he will stop at nothing to save America again. Let's continue the conversation in the comments below. For the Next News Network, I'm Rich Crankshaw. See you at the next report.
Let's continue that conversation about your internet privacy, because every app and device that we use puts your private information at risk. Over 30 million users have downloaded private internet access, which changes your IP address through an encrypted tunnel like you see here. And nobody can see what you're doing online if you use them. It's great to know also that PIA has 50 servers in 50 states. Including local news stations, you can now access local websites that are blocked outside of state borders and protect your online banking information. Avoid sporting event blackouts if your state's local network declines to televise the game. Watch television premieres before they show up in your time zone, and avoid spoilers. There's no way for hackers to see your keystrokes or passwords, or to see when you access your work files. PIA VPN will protect you if you do anything financial online, like accessing your pension or your 401k, your IRA, or online banking. With private internet access, you can access all major streaming services from anywhere in the world without restrictions. Using private internet access, the world's most transparent VPN provider, you can hide your online activity from government censorship. They never store or record any user data or activity. And it allows you to protect up to 10 devices, making it one of the most customizable VPNs on the market. It is risk-free to sign up for private internet access. Customer support is available 24/7, and there is a 30-day money-back guarantee. Use the link in the description below, or you can see it on the screen, piavpn.com/nextnews, for 82% off. Head on over there right now. We'll see you at the next report. For the Next News Network, I'm Gary Franchi.
You possess the power to impact the global narrative. Please share this report. And to get more videos like this, become a Next News subscriber by clicking the link below. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.